With Graham Rowntree. Graham, that'll be a disappointing result, a disappointing second half.
Yeah, we lost away, didn't we? 11-5. With inaccuracy again. In the last 15 minutes in particular was just littered with ill discipline. Backing up penalty on penalty. Putting us in the corner, putting us under pressure. So that'll, again, receive our focus this week in training.
You use the word again, and I can sense your frustration is becoming a recurring theme again.
Yeah, it's the annoying thing. What's killing us is us. Our control of the ball, our accuracy, and our discipline.
You know exactly what you're going to get here. I mean, it was going to be a team plus a crowd. Yet you worked yourselves into a position where you were leading at halftime.
Yeah. No, we went to 11-5. As I say, we didn't push on from there. We had a big opportunity going into the 22, and we lost control of the ball. Next thing we know, we're back in our 22. You know, we have to be better in that ball retention in that area of the field. You know, on top of this, I can't fault their energy and their effort from the lads. It's just got to be more accurate.
How can you be smarter? You know, when you're playing like that, and particularly with the way, you know, people referee games.
It's skills. Skills under pressure. That's how we train. We just keep driving. We keep driving that and keep pushing that down the necks. That accuracy, under pressure, under fatigue.
It's not going to get easier. I mean, there's two huge games coming up on the horizon. I'm not saying you've got to move on from this, but you've got to take some harsh lessons on board from tonight.
Of course we have. And we'll review this Monday, see how our injuries pull up. Couple of knocks there, Pete's. Obviously, Pete came off. See how he pulls up the next couple of days, and then we'll look forward to next week to a huge game at home. I guess a very good physical team in front of our home crowd.
Thank you.
In terms of Dave Kilcoyne come off at halftime, is that a pre-ordained thing? Is the injury pick up an apple?
No, it's tactical. That's up to me when I do that. That was just purely tactical.
What frustrates you most about the two second half performances maybe of the last 2 weeks? As you say, just not getting into the game after the break?
Just losing momentum. You literally swing from one end of the field to the other through our own inaccuracy and our own ill discipline. It's not their effort or their energy I can fault, but it's just that ill discipline and accuracy. And as I say, we're backing up penalties. Breakdown side entry, more side entry. It's killing us.
What about any positives from this evening?
Lots of positives. I can see what we're doing in attack on the training field, coming out and how we play and the intensity of what we're doing there. Plenty, you know, and we are finding out about some young men coming through. You know, I'm keen to bring those guys through as soon as I can and when appropriate. So there's two big positives for me.
What's the nature of Peter Romani's injury, Graham?
Do you know what? I'm not sure. It's around his shoulder and neck area. He's a tough lad. We'll see how he pulls up in the next couple of days.
And Joey Carberry at fullback, how did you think he went there?
It's an option for us. You know, he's a fine rugby player. Again, we'll review that on Monday, see how he can improve.
I just worried about Patrick Campbell. You spoke about him last week. Yes. Getting his try took a while.
Yeah, he's a talented lad, exciting, young talent, and he's showing great composure in the big moments. Great composure under pressure. You know, I can't speak highly enough about the kid.
Luke's embargoed.
Sorry.
Luke's embargoed. Sorry.